AI News by Conjero.
Hey, it's Adenoy. Welcome to today's AI News Roundup for 27 June 2026. We're tracking six stories that together sketch where AI is heading. Tighter physical integration, new model economics, regulatory-led rollouts, and a security rethink. Ready?
Ready. First up, Kawasaki's RL030N stole the show at Automate 2026. It ties motion control, perception, and AI into a single millisecond scale loop, not just bolt-on vision or post-hoc planning.
That integration matters because it changes where decisions happen. Instead of a planner telling joints what to do, the controller, sensors, and inference run as one piece, smoother, faster, and able to adapt mid-motion when environments change.
On the factory floor, that looks like fewer handoffs and less brittle behavior. It also raises new safety and certification questions. Real-time perception inside low-latency control loops complicates validation and audit trails.
Which ties into Flexiv's new hardware, Nlyte and Miko. These platforms move away from rigid position-only arms toward force-torque sensing embedded across joints and a modular dual-arm setup for tactile tasks.
That tactile approach gives robots a kind of embodied intelligence. They can feel contact, adjust grip, and tolerate variability in parts. It shortens the gap between human dexterity and industrial automation.
Switching gears to models, OpenAI launched GPT 5.6 Sol with a three-tier lineup: flagship, cheaper tiers, and a more layered safety stack. Access is limited in ways that look intentionally shaped by governments and standards.
Enterprises will have to rethink procurement. If access is tiered and gated, buyers can't assume a single API purchase covers every deployment. Expect more contracting around safety, auditing, and legal constraints.
On the talent and market front, OpenAI named Prabhjit Singh, an Uber India veteran, as its first India MD. He reports to Kiran Mani and will start in September to lead growth, partnerships, and regulatory work there.
That hire signals how much region-specific expertise matters. India's huge user base and active regulator ecosystem require local leadership to navigate consumer adoption, enterprise sales, and compliance simultaneously.
Google's new perimeter model is a quietly big shift. Treat AI agents as IAM principals, not just workloads. VPC service controls now lets teams bind agent identities and principal sets to network ingress and egress rules.
In practice, that moves safety into policy language, least privilege for agents. Instead of blanket network zones, you can limit exactly which agent instances can touch which services or data, down to agent identity.
Now mix those threads. Physical robots running integrated perception control loops will eventually have agent identities too. That means access control, audit logs, and revocation become part of robot safety, not just firmware updates.
And there's money on the table. MirrorCode's 19-day run shows top models can rebuild full programs, but it cost $2,600 and highlighted reliability gaps. Autonomous coding is real, but still an operational budget line and risk factor.
So teams should treat these coding agents like contractors, measure cost per iteration, expected failure modes, and how much human review is required. The models speed work, but don't eliminate oversight yet.
Concise synthesis. We're watching the same pattern in three domains: control, identity, and economics. Systems are becoming integrated and agentified, while regulators and buyers insist on safety, traceability, and clear cost models. That alignment will shape which projects scale.
Practically, builders should design for least privilege identities, embedded sensing, and measurable procurement paths. Buyers should factor in gated access and continuity plans if flagship models are restricted or regionally constrained.
That's our roundup. I'm Al Genib. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with the next set of changes as these stories evolve.
AI News by Conjero.